Hello and welcome to today's status update, our weekly look at the world of social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby and with me is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. Today's question is, what's the point of hashtags? And for those, Martin, who don't know what a hashtag is, you better explain first.
Well, a hashtag is a way of marking a tweet or an update in another network, such as Google Plus, with a particular topic, which makes it easily found. So you write a hash, or the pound symbol in the US, and then write the word afterwards, so it's all joined up. And it makes it searchable. So, for instance, if I wanted to find a tweet about Derby County, for instance, I would search for hash DCFC fans, and I could see a lot of chat around that topic of Derby County from Derby County fans.
So as a normal punter using Twitter, why would you bother about using hashtags in your own material?
Well, it helps you find people with similar interests. So for instance, if you're watching a Formula One race, if you comment on the race and use the hashtag #F1, you're making your tweet more visible to other F1 fans who are following that stream at the same time.
And as a business, what use are hashtags for businesses?
Again, it's all about exposure. So for instance, if you are a business promoting an event in a particular area, you might want to use the hashtag of that area. So you might want to use hashtag London or hashtag Birmingham to make sure that people in those areas that are following, you know, hashtag of that area can find your event. Alternatively, you can tag things to do with your business, to do with your industry, should I say. So you might want to put hashtag construction to share industry news.
So as a business, I decide that I want to promote a particular event. Can I just make up a hashtag?
Yeah, absolutely. If you wanted, you could create a hashtag. A hashtag is like I say, is just some words with a hash symbol. Hashtags have to be all one word, though. You can't put a space in it. So, for instance, we went to the Specialist Media Show last week, and the hashtag there was #SpecMedia. And you could see other people that were at the event, and you could follow what they were saying and join conversations with them about some of the talks and exhibitions that were there.
How do you make sure, though, that your hashtag works? Surely if you're the only person using that hashtag, well, it's kind of a bit of a waste of time.
Yes, it is a waste of time. So that's why you have to, particularly if you're running an event, you have to promote what the hashtag is. So I've been to events where people were using the hashtag, but there was two or three different hashtags. There was an official hashtag, but the official hashtag had 2012 at the end of it. Some people put 12, some people put 2012, some people didn't put a year. So you ended up missing a lot of the chat unless you were following all three hashtags.
So what lesson can we learn from that mistake?
If there is an official hashtag associated with an event you're running, make sure it's on all of the marketing documentation so people can see it. And also make it as simple as possible. Try not to make it convoluted.
So I'm a business, I want to use a hashtag. How do I find out what hashtags are out there? What's the simplest way of doing so?
The simplest way is to just do a Twitter search. You put the search query into the search bar at the top of Twitter and just see if anybody's using the hashtag that you're thinking about using.
So it's interesting you say the word using the hashtag. So if you look at a list of hashtags and you may only see three or four people using it, then really it's probably not worth using it.
Yeah, very much so. Try and find one that's got more activity on it.
In terms of monitoring hashtags, what's the easiest way of being able to monitor a hashtag to be able to keep on top of what people are saying on a certain subject and responding to it?
In the very simplest form, you can do that Twitter search, particularly throughout an event. You can see what people are saying in real time. But you might want to do an analysis of the hashtag over a number of days. And there's various tools out there to do this. The most obvious one that springs to mind for me is Hootsuite. Hootsuite has tracking facility on there, which allows you to create reports about who's using a hashtag. But not only that, you can add sentiment analysis as well.
Now, I read a tweet on Twitter today from Jenny Modler saying that people are now using hashtags in normal life. So I say I'm going off to hashtag co-op today. Martin, would you like me to get you anything? Is that an acceptable thing to do?
Not in any way, shape or form do you should.
Is it not a guaranteed way to pick up fans? So if I'm talking about hashtag Formula One, people will think, or automatically think, he is a fan of hashtag Formula One.
Maybe.
And if you want to comment on hashtags, then go to our website at statussocial.com.